Well, hello everyone. Thank you very much for having me here this morning. My name's Daisy and I work at the Leprosy Mission and I will be leading this service today. So thank you. And despite everything that's going on in our world and in our lives, I wanted to start this morning with a bit of praise to God. So I'm just going to read from Psalm 100. Which is a fantastic psalm to praise God for all that he is to us. So, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all of the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So I hope this morning we can come to the Lord and know that he is good, and we can enter his presence with thanksgiving, for his love for us endures forever. And we're going to start by worshipping together with Be Thou My Vision, which is number 545 if you've got the books, but the words will also be on the screen. So if you want to stand with me if you're able. So let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your amazing power and the ways in which you work in each one of our lives. We thank you for your goodness and your blessing over us. We thank you for the love and care that you have for each one of us. Your love is unconditional. And Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice. You gave your Son so that we might have freedom and life in all its fullness. So Lord, forgive us when we don't thank you enough, when we take things for granted and we aren't grateful for all you are and all you have done for us and will do for us and all you have given to us. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts afresh on you. And fill us with your peace and your joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. So Lord, we give you thanks and praise this morning, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. And we pray together as the Lord taught us with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Power, kingdom, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So I'm from the Leprosy Mission, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit more about what leprosy is, because leprosy is often a forgotten disease. It's something that we read in the Bible, but perhaps we're not aware that it still exists today. And leprosy is a bacterial disease that impacts your hands and your feet, the nerves in your hands and your feet. So I have a little illustration and I need a volunteer. Have I got any volunteers at all? Any volunteers at all? Yeah? Yay, we'll give them a round of applause. If you can stand here in the middle. Do you like chocolate? Yeah? Okay. Well, I want you, here we go, hold this. So, I've got a really simple task for you. You need to open that, but not yet, wait. But you've got to put these on. Okay, so pop these on. There we go. Right, are you ready? And you've got to open it up and get the chocolate out. You can't be using your mouth, though. So let's give him, shall we say, 30 seconds to get it out of the box. That's it. There we go. Rip it. It's difficult. I've tried to do it. It's really hard. That's it. Keep trying. It's nearly out of the box. Wait. Now see if you can crack it open. Can you get it open? Should give 10 more seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Amazing. Give her a round of applause. You can take this. Here you go. You can have it without the oven gloves. So that is just a very small illustration for you that actually not having the use of your hands can make life really hard. So something as simple as eating chocolate, which we all love, you can't, if you don't have the nerves in your hands and the movement in your hands is restricted, children who have leprosy aren't able to open chocolate, but they're also not able to open water bottles or to hold pens, or life becomes really, really difficult. And actually, there's a lot of hatred that comes with leprosy as well. So many people
are scared of this disease, so they're kicked out. The people affected by leprosy are kicked out of school because children don't want to be friends with them, all because of this disease that they have. And it's really sad, but there is a cure for leprosy. So there's a course of antibiotics, so just some medication for 1 year, and people are cured of leprosy. So as the leprosy mission, we work in 10 different countries all over the world, so mostly in Africa and Asia. And we are supporting these children, helping them get back into school, teaching people about the early signs of leprosy and providing the cure for them. So they don't have lasting damage in their hands and their feet, because ultimately it can lead to disabilities, to amputations. And so we want to provide the cure as soon as possible. And a bit later on, we're going to learn about how God gives growth, and we're going to trust God, how we can trust God in our lives. And I know that the children will be doing some work on growth too. But we just want to encourage you this morning that you can put your trust in God, who will help things grow in our lives, and he will support us in our lives. So that's a very quick roundup of what leprosy is and what the leprosy mission does. And we're going to have a short children's song now while we take the offertory as well. And I know that we're going to then play it again, and there's some actions. So hopefully this, you've got this now.
Hide it under a bushel.
No!
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel.
No!
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Won't let anyone pick it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let anyone pick it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let anyone pick it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine it in my family. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine it all over my country. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine it all over the whole world. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine.
God, I thank you for these gifts given here this morning, and we know that all good gifts are given from you, and I pray that we would use them to build your kingdom here, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Are you going to sing first, Danny?
So we're going to have this song again, and
we're
going to have it now. And so we're gonna sing this song again. I want all the adults to join in, and we're gonna try and do some of the actions that come with it. So your best singing voices, so let it shine again.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel.
No!
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Won't let anyone put it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let anyone put it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let anyone put it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine it in my family. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine it all over my country. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine it all over the whole world. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. There's still a lot of mine.
Children are going to go out, so enjoy. And we are going to continue singing with another hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness. So if you'd like to stand with me.
This New Testament reading, which has been chosen by Daisy, is written by the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians and addresses particularly the role of the church and its leaders. You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarrelling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labour. For we are fellow workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. Thanks be to God for the reading of this word.
Thank you. And we are now going to sing another hymn, which is number 51 if you're in the books. Great is thy faithfulness. Amazing. So, thank you again for having me here this morning. And I just wanted to say thank you for your prayers and support to the leprosy mission. We're so grateful for your support. We couldn't do what we do and reach out to these people affected by leprosy without you. And for those of you who are new to the work of the Leprosy Mission, I hope this morning will be encouraging for you. So, could we have the next slide, please? This morning, I want to bring a message of flourishing and how we can trust in God to provide growth and how he wants each of us to flourish. And this is a focus around one of the countries that we work in, Bangladesh. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But first, division. There's only one matter that sees our nation truly divided, and it's existed since 2700 BC. And over 100 million cups of it are drunk every day. Yes, that's right, it's how you make your tea. Do you put your milk in first or your milk in last? 80% of people would put their milk in last, and 20% would put their milk in first. But we all believe that we do it the right way, don't we? So we have the next slide, please. I actually put my milk in last, so I'm in the 80%, but there we go. Well, regardless of how tea is made, it's a much-loved drink here in the UK. And the tea comes from beautiful, lush tea gardens like this one in Bangladesh here. But in these tea gardens, there is a big problem. Over 600,000 people live and work in these tea gardens, and almost every family is affected by leprosy. It's thought that 1 in 7 people in these tea gardens have leprosy, and the leprosy rates here are 20 to 30 times higher than the global average. So if leprosy isn't stopped now in these tea gardens of Bangladesh up in the north in a place called Sylhet, then it will have devastating impacts for the communities working here, but also for the whole of Bangladesh as it continues to spread. And like tea, leprosy can bring division too. It sees people isolated, discriminated, kicked out of schools, out of marriages fall apart, communities outcast people because of leprosy. There is division there too. But there was a different kind of division at the heart of the passage that we read just a minute ago. And we're going to explore that in 3 points. So firstly, don't divide over leaders. Secondly, trust God who gives growth. And thirdly, plant and water the seed. So, next slide, please. Some of you may recognise this man, maybe not. He is Peter Woodup, and Peter Woodup is the CEO of the Leprosy Mission. But Peter who? As you can see from this picture, this is a picture taken outside a restaurant in Kolkata in India not that long ago, and the restaurant is called Peter Who. Now, Peter is a great leader, and he has a heart for people affected by leprosy. But ultimately, he's just a man that has been placed in the role of CEO of the Leprosy Mission. He's a servant of Christ doing God's work. He's not the one that has grown the work of the Leprosy Mission from the initial work of Wellesley Bailey all those years ago. It's actually God that has blessed the work of his servants, and God that's provided growth, and God that's allowed the Leprosy Mission to reach out to more people affected by leprosy, to provide the cure, to come and support them, to share the good news. And as we see from our reading, the Apostle Paul says a similar thing in his letter to Corinth, but in a much stronger way. And on the next slide we have the verse. Rather than saying, Peter who, Paul says, what is Paul? After all, what is Apollos and what is Paul? Rather than asking, who is Paul or who is Apollos, he uses the word what. And this use of the word what gives a much stronger meaning. It's actually rather rude and a bit demeaning. In the Greek translation, it means what thing is Paul? And in Paul's letter to the early church of Corinth, he's reminding them of the dangers of elevating church leaders. Can we have the next slide, please? And that's why he says, what is Paul? The church in Corinth was a young church. It was full of enthusiasm, particularly for spiritual gifts. But it had many problems. And one of these problems was this division over leaders. And Paul had laid the foundations of this church in Corinth many years back. And then he'd moved to Ephesus for another mission trip. And he'd continued to keep in contact with the church through his letter writing. And as they began to argue amongst themselves about who they followed, Paul had written this letter, and it was almost as if the church leaders were in competition. It would kind of be like me or you today saying, oh, it was Nicky Gumbel that led me to Christ, or it was this particular leader that led me to Christ, and it's him who I put my trust in. I'm sure Paul and Apollos were great leaders, and they had a passion for sharing God's word. But we are reminded that they are only servants, they're simply servants of Christ. In verse 5 it says, only servants who you came to believe. Although they are bringing the message of the gospel, they are only men. And they are not in competition, because we all follow Christ and not human leaders. Now, in our lives, we might prefer particular styles or teachers or particular personalities that might resonate with us more than others. But sometimes we risk elevating these human leaders. And if we put our trust in humans, however godly they are, they will eventually let us down. They are only humans, and they will make mistakes. Yes, we must submit to our leaders, and God has placed them in our life for reason and for purpose and to bring good things. But we mustn't put them on a pedestal. We must focus. We can't be focusing on the gifted individual, but rather we should focus on the gift giver himself, God. And Jesus was the perfect leader. He was faultless. And he set the perfect example for us. And each summer, my family, they run an annual sunflower competition. If you have the next slide, please. And this is a highly competitive sunflower competition. Each member of the family is given a small seed and a pot, and whichever sunflower is the tallest will win. But winning is not to be underestimated. Now, we all plant, we all have the same seed and we plant it in the same garden, but some of us look after it more than others. Some of us nurture this seed much more than others. But it's not always the person that has nurtured the seed the most that will win the competition. And we do our best to water this sunflower seed and to hope that it grows the tallest so we win this competition. But ultimately, it's not up to us to physically provide the growth. We can't make that sunflower grow any taller. We can't physically provide growth. And similarly, we can't force spiritual growth. And in verse 7 on the next slide, we've got the verse. Neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. So yes, Paul planted the seed for that church in Corinth, and he introduced the Christians to the good news of Jesus. And then Apollos went on to water the seed by discipling this church and these people to become more like Jesus. But Paul and Apollos were powerless to control what was going on in people's hearts. They didn't die on the cross for the people of Corinth or for us. They were unable to forgive people for their sins. But Jesus paid the ultimate price for their sins, and he died on the cross so that we may have eternal life. And there would have been no spiritual life in Corinth if God had not been at work. There may have been a building and people meeting there, but the growth comes from God. And we've seen God bring amazing growth in the leprosy mission in amazing ways through prayer. And here's a picture of Wellesley and Alice Bailey, the founders of the leprosy mission. And Wellesley actually wasn't a follower of Jesus when he met his wife, Alice. And she prayed day and night that he would know Jesus. Wellesley was actually ready to set sail to Australia to chase his dreams, but he couldn't leave the port that day because of fog, and he went into the local church, and here he heard the words of Isaiah 42, where the Lord says, "He will lead us and he will make darkness into light." And Wellesley later became a Christian and ended up working for people affected by leprosy. But Wellesley and Alice knew that it was not up to them, that actually it was God's provision that grew Wellesley's faith and grew his heart for people affected by leprosy. And Wellesley later said himself that the leprosy mission is born and cradled in prayer. It was God all along. It was not them. And so in our lives, we should keep praying and keep trusting in the Lord to provide growth. We can't change people's hearts. Only the Spirit can. And it doesn't matter if we don't feel we have the perfect words or we can't eloquently get across our point, but we can pray for opportunities to speak for the Lord and to entrust God with the rest. And God gives growth through his Spirit working in our hearts. But we still have to play our part. Next slide, please. So we have to plant and water the seed, working together. And God's people were not supposed to idolize Paul or Apollos, but they still had a very important role in building God's kingdom. And in verse 9 it says, "For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field and God's building." So we are united in Christ. We're not divided and we're not in competition, but we are co-workers working together for God's glory. And in his gospel, John records that the little boy offered up 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to Jesus to feed 5,000 people. The little boy trusted that if he gave what he had to God, to Jesus, then God would provide the growth. Next slide, please. And Jesus chose to ask people if they had anything to bring, anything to give. He didn't need to. He could have provided for those 5,000 people in other ways. But instead, he chose to partner with that little boy on the day. And Jesus wants to invite us into his story to bring all that we have, our talents, our gifts, bring it all to him, however small they may feel. God wants each of us to flourish. And that means to realize our true potential that he has given us. And he wants to partner with us to bring change. And that means we are choosing to patiently water the seed. And so perhaps you might be sitting here thinking, I don't have much I can bring to Jesus. I can't do much. I can't run a Bible study. I can't lead a church. But actually, just speaking for Jesus, inviting somebody to a service, and praying with people, we are no less valuable to God. We are all part of God's work to bring lasting change. And we are simply called to play our part in that. And however big or however small that may be, God didn't need us, but he chose us. He chose you to be united with him. And together we're united with his mission. And his mission also to share his love for people affected by leprosy. He chose you and me to play our part in helping people affected by leprosy. And on the next slide here, this is a locker. She works in the tea gardens of Bangladesh, and that's her youngest grandson there. And on the next slide, and it says, a locker. When I first heard the word leprosy, I was so frightened. If the leprosy mission was not here for me, I'm sure I would have died. And Aloka is from the tea gardens, and she got leprosy a while back, and she has been given the cure. But leprosy has damaged her hand. And on the next slide, you can see a picture of her here making tea for her family from the tea in the tea gardens. And we're now going to watch a short film where Aloka tells more about her story. And you can hear from Pam Rhodes, our Vice President of the Leprosy Mission, telling you a little bit more about some of the work in Bangladesh and being part of God's mission. So hopefully the video will work.
In the beautiful tea gardens of Bangladesh, the air is fresh and you can hear the chatter of the tea pickers and the birds singing above them. But while the trees and tea shrubs flourish, an invasive weed has taken root. Leprosy. This feared disease is more common here than anywhere else in the world, and nearly every family is affected by leprosy. Fathers, mothers, and children too. If leprosy is not stopped now, there will be devastating consequences, not only for those working in the tea gardens, but for the whole of Bangladesh.
My name is Aloka Gonju, and I live with my family in the tea gardens. Everything I do is for my family. I want them to have a good life. I worked in the tea gardens, picking leaves for about 40 years. Every day before the sun has barely risen, I walk 15 kilometers to work. 2 years ago, I noticed a small discolored patch on my left hand. It didn't seem to cause any problems at first, so I carried on working. But over time, I lost the strength in my hand. My fingers became stiff and bent. I really struggled to grip the tea leaves and pull them off the bushes. I can't carry or hold anything with my left hand anymore. As my hands slowly got weaker, I was overwhelmed with worry. Who would look after me and my family if I couldn't work? Without my job, we'd also lose our home. I felt sick with stress and lost a lot of weight. How would we survive? Someone doing health screening from the leprosy mission came to my house. She noticed my hands and sent me for a test. I had leprosy. I'm thankful, because she found me and made sure I had the medicine I needed. But I'm sad that I was cured too late to stop the damage to my hand. I need help to make my hand work again, because I can't earn enough now. I work as fast as I can to pick as many leaves as possible, but I can only pick half the amount I used to, and half the leaves means half the pay. If my hand gets worse, I'll have no reason to live. I want to look after my family, to pick tea and earn enough. I don't want anyone else to suffer like me. I tell people to go to the doctor for treatment. Please help us to find people with leprosy so they can be cured. My dream is that there would be no more leprosy cases in the tea gardens.
I work in the tea gardens and I diagnose and treat more than 250 people every year. I dress wounds caused by leprosy and teach people how to care for disabled limbs themselves. I am so, so happy every time someone is found and cured from leprosy. But I know there are so many more people who need to be found before it's too late. The disease is still spreading. We have to stop it right now. Please, will you help us? Today in the tea gardens of Bangladesh, there are many people like Aloka who need to be cured before leprosy devastates their bodies. People living in fear for the future. People losing the ability to work and care for their families. Leprosy must not be allowed to continue to spread. It must be rooted out now. We believe that every person deserves life in all its fullness. With your help, we will train healthcare workers to find, diagnose, and cure people with leprosy. Your compassion can prevent disability, protect livelihoods, and finally stop the spread of this disease. Together, we can create a future where leprosy has no hold over families and communities in Bangladesh, a future where people will truly flourish. A gift of £10 a month gives life-changing reconstructive surgery to someone like Aloka. A one-off gift of £24 cures one person of leprosy. £111 provides a pop-up clinic to find and diagnose.
He can help people affected by leprosy to flourish in Jesus' name. And we can do this by praying together, praying for people affected by leprosy. And I've got lots of prayer diaries at the back. So when you do have teas and coffees, please do come and take a prayer diary from the table. But as you saw from the video and on the next slide, for £10 a month, which is the price of a coffee and a cake for two nowadays, we can provide life-changing reconstructive surgery for someone like Aloka. And then for £24, you can provide the cure for somebody affected by leprosy. And I do have a card machine if people would like to use that at the end, or there's a bowl for collection as well. And as you saw from the video, you could even do a fundraising or together twin your church with these tea gardens, and that would provide support and help for over 10,000 people in these tea gardens. It's amazing. They all live and work so closely together, but leprosy is spreading across these tea gardens. And so as you have your next cup of tea, please remember these people working in the tea gardens affected by leprosy. So thank you for your kindness, and together we will create a future where leprosy has no hold over these communities and tea gardens in Bangladesh. So God bless you all, and thank you. We're now going to pray together.
Our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Dear Father God, it saddens our hearts to see the suffering of your beloved children are in the world. We bring them to mind, all those in our locality who find themselves in difficult times. We especially pray for those who suffer physically with illnesses or mentally with depression or anxiety. For those in our church family that are bereaved at this time, or ill at home or in hospital, Lord, come breathe on these people by your Holy Spirit and bring love, hope, joy through us, your church. We pray for the wonderful work of the Leprosy Mission and Daisy and others who share in this work. Also for the many other organisations which minister to the sick throughout the world. May their lights continue to shine. We thank you, Lord. Help us all to administer to others in the strength of your Spirit and to work in unity together. May we shine your glorious light into the darkness and remain steadfast and true to you. Lord, it disturbs us when we see world leaders embracing division instead of unity, pursuing wealth instead of justice, and concealing lies instead of speaking out the truth. We lift all those in significant leadership to you. Come guide their thoughts, cover their actions, and renew their minds. Protect them from the influence of the realms of darkness and sweep away corruption. We pray that you will lay out new paths of righteousness in troubled nations and lands. Father, it is distressing to see the gulf between rich and poor widening. We lift all those in poverty to you. Come bring miracles of provision, healing and restoration. Speak into our lives so that we might play our part in changing the world. Lord, we think today of the terrible loss of life in southern Turkey and northern Syria by this week's powerful earthquakes. Such devastation we see on our television screens, but it's hard to imagine the true horror of those survivors without food and water and in freezing conditions. It is unfathomable to us, and we feel helpless. We offer our earnest prayers and ask, please, for your Spirit to fill the minds and bodies of the rescuers and medics as they provide assistance. For all those travelling from other countries to assist in some way, please keep them all safe and give them the courage and strength they need. Lord, we ask and pray to you for so many things, not for ourselves, but for all those who are less fortunate than us. We ask all this in the wonderful name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're now going to sing our final song, and then the children are going to come back and share their work, what they've been up to with us. So if you're using the books, it's number 59, Shine, Jesus, Shine, if you'd like to stand with me.
Thank you.
the children and what they've been up to.
So we've also been looking at the theme of growing, and we had a few seeds this morning, parsley and basil seeds. Parsley and chives, that's the one. And we're just talking about what makes a seed grow. And we can put the soil in and put the seeds in, but ultimately it's God that gives growth. Isn't that right, children? Yes. And we also explored how we felt about hearing what you said this morning with the leprosy mission. And the children have made some beautiful cards they would like to give to you to share with people from the mission. And some of the cards have got prayers.
Amazing. I can see you've been planting little seeds as well. It's amazing. Yeah. Take them home and let them grow.
And that's the challenge. Daniel was very keen to get this growing into a big plant and transplanting it in his garden. But just realizing that God has a hand in it. Yep. And sometimes if things don't go right with your planting, you can try again. There was a beautiful maze of a girl in the booklet also. And we did that this morning. And just thinking about people who've got leprosy from all over the world and realizing that we've got a role to play as children of God. So that's what we've been doing this morning.
Amazing. Well, thank you. It's so encouraging, isn't it, to know that we can trust God to provide the growth. I hope all of your plants do grow and you can see some fruit out of those. Brilliant, thank you. So I will just close in prayer now. Lord, we are so thankful that we can come here this morning to praise your name. And I thank you that we are your children and you love us unconditionally. And I pray that as we leave here this morning, that you would help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. And you would cover us with your love and your blessings as we go from here this morning, today and always. In your name, amen. Amen.